Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolebova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Hello, everyone. I am super excited for the new episode of Be Strong Minded because today I have with me a special guest who truly walks her talk. Sarah Pendrick is a self-love advocate, community influencer, life coach, writer, empowerment speaker, and philanthropist. For those who don't know about her, she has a bachelor's in psychology and master's in family therapy. She created a Girl Talk network centered around women supporting each other and empowering them to feel safe and supported. Girl Talk provides resources, programs, and events that inspire, create positive change, promote self-love, and connect women worldwide. She travels all over the country as well as internationally. She's connecting, transforming, and speaking to women to help them create a life that lights them up and their communities too. She believes that we are meant to do this alone. Sarah has been featured on Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, Business Rockstars, and multiple leading podcasts, television, and so much more. Sarah, thank you so much for making time in your busy schedule.
Oh my gosh, of course. I'm so excited to be here. Hi, whoever can see us. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And you know, I truly like when I was reading your bio for the first time, because I was following you on social media, then I saw you in person in Pace to Be Brave and Langili event, and that was incredible to feel your energy in person. You know, sometimes you see people online, then you meet them in person and they're like, oh, it looked different.
Your face just said it all. You're like, oh.
So it's really beautiful to really meet people who walk their talk, who truly live their purpose and passion in every single day and every single way. So I'm wondering, I'm a firm believer that we truly create the sense and like opinion about who we are at very, very young age. Mm. So I know you're traveling internationally, and I know that, haven't you been just in London? Was that the last stop or was it Paris?
I literally just got back from London, Paris, and then we just got home like a day ago. I'm like a little jet lagged, but I'm in my creative mode as we talked about earlier. And yeah, it was amazing. It was such an amazing trip, such a great like restart. And funny, I believe the same thing as you. Like, I feel like we know who we are and what lights us up really when we're brought into this world. But then experiences and things that happen to us bring us further off of what really lights us up. And going on, even though I was there half the time for work, which to me, it's weird calling this work because it's me, it's like everything I love, but it really also gave me the opportunity, especially in Paris, it's such a magical city, to go back and remember why I'm doing this, what really lights me up, and you know, it really brings you to just like what really matters.
So imagine, let's take you back. I know you just came back from Paris, but for just a second, let's take you back. Imagine that you are sitting in a park in Paris and you're just contemplating the beautiful scenery there. And there is a little baby girl, let's say 5, 6 years old. She's running around playing. She comes to you and she's asking you, who are you? What would you tell her?
Oh Oh my gosh, this no one's ever asked me this. That's a good question. Oh gosh, who are you? Oh my God, you stumped me. If she came up to me, I would just say, you know, I'm a woman, I'm a girl, I'm enjoying life. I think that's really the purpose of life, is to enjoy it and be who you are. And I think that we see each other in every person that we meet. So just really that we're all, as different as we are, we're all the same, especially women. We're mm-hmm. all the same at our core, and we all want the same things. So even the little five-year-old, or it could really be me that's running up to my now self, but even those from 5 to 20 to 30 to 40, we all as women really want to connect and just want to be with someone that's like, hey, who are you? How are you? Like, let me understand you and let me see you.
I love that. And you're absolutely, I love your answer. I know I surprised you. And I truly love it, because as you said, we are part and piece and reflection of everyone who comes into our life. And I believe that every person comes to our life for purpose. Right. So like you said, if a little girl comes to you and runs to you, it maybe just gets to remind you of why you're doing what you're doing. Because when you're 5 year old and you're running around and you're dancing and you don't care about the world, you can truly see the joy. You can really see the freedom. And like you said, we women, we truly want to be connected. And I'm curious, why did you decide it to take a stand for women? Because very often what we can do, it's like, hey, I'm living my dream life, I am good, and you do you.
Right.
Why did you decide to take a stand for those who are not living their purpose-driven life?
So just like you said, you know, I really firmly believe that we already know what lights us up and what our purpose is when we're little. So for me, I've always just really been about helping other people, especially women. And I've just been drawn to female friends. Like even when I was 5 or when I was in kindergarten, like my friends were always very important to me. So I always knew that I wanted to do something. I would pretend, I would either be like throwing myself into like a pool, pretending that I was some sort of performer in a play, or I'd be pretending to sit down. I don't know where I got this from, because no one in my family is a psychologist, but I would be like playing psychologist. Like, how can I help you? How do you feel? Like, obviously, I don't know. It came from inside my heart that I knew that I wanted to help people. So I always knew that. And then as I got older, like we talked about, when certain things happen, you know, I experienced bullying. I experienced wearing masks to try to fit in, or maybe not, you know, feeling like I was totally understood in certain groups that I was in. So I also experienced that pain of wanting to be seen, wanting to connect, wanting to live in our purpose, but maybe getting so off track that we forget what it is. So I really, really know, and I still know what that feels like. And when I was 13, I wrote what is now Girl Talk. At the time, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just laying out a business plan at 13 or 14. And I found it recently. And of course, now it's different from like a 14-year-old's perspective, but it's so much of what I'm doing in Girl Talk. So I truly believe that this has always been inside me. I've always had a desire to connect women. I really know like what we could do as women when we're fully like living unapologetically ourselves. When we're unapologetic and we're wanting to connect, all like the comparison and the fear and the mean girl stuff goes away. It's when we're not living how we really want to live and true to ourselves that like competition, going on Instagram, like comparing yourself, you know, that's when things really, really start happening. But when you're in a place of just being happy with yourself and being around people that allow you to be you, then there is no competition.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've always had that inside me.
That's incredible. That's like really knowing back then, deep inside, what really lights you up, and then you're lighting it up now in other women. And it's very easy to lose a track and really the connection you with you nowadays. Do you have any techniques or any ways how to bring yourself back into, remind yourself who you really are?
Yeah, I do. I have a few different things, and sometimes it just depends on what's going on around you, whether, you know, One thing I say, which is really simple takeaway for everyone listening or watching today, is you can make a list, just get some creative time, like I was telling you, make a list of everything that makes you truly happy. Don't let anything like what other people think, what's going on in your life, what money you have or don't have, what opportunities you have or don't have. Just make a list of what really, really just lights you up. And then you just get brought back to that. And sometimes it's something as simple as that. It sounds simple, but it's so powerful. Or it's really your self-care routine. Or for me, like I said, like going and doing a trip in Paris and unplugging from my phone, it brings me back to what lights me up, because I am such a creative person and I love like just looking out into the world and knowing there's, of course, the world is small, but it's so big. There's so much more than just you. So when you're really like living in your pain and not connected and not happy, it's because a lot of times you're so stuck and thinking about yourself that you have to go out and realize there's a whole other world and bring yourself back. So it kind of just depends like on the scale of where you are at that time. And you're always going to be on different scales. You're always going to have ups and downs in your life. So whether it's like a quick, like, hey, I'm going to spend the day like really creating and remembering what makes me happy and like adding that into my days, or it's like, I need to go have a trip and really unplug and enjoy myself.
I love it, you know, because I do something very similar. I don't go to Paris. I go to park that we have local park.
Yeah.
But I really love to disconnect so I can feel connected again, because it's sometimes so much pressure of what we feel that we should be doing or what has to be done. And we get in the flow of like urgency instead of what's really important to us. So realizing what really lights you up, and also to take care of yourself to make sure that you are operating out of, you know, full cup, not like being like empty and trying to like survive. Yeah. It's really important. I love that. Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. But today I want to share with you something that I am really excited about. So if you are ready to finally dig deep and dissolve those internal battles that are keeping you from a lackluster life, then I am here for you. Me and another speakers are joining our forces for one-day transformational event called Meant for More in sunny Las Vegas, April 27. Leave behind your limiting beliefs, fears, people-pleasing, and become the happy, healthy, and empowered woman you are meant to be. The seats are limited, so make sure to head over to meantformore.life and get your early bird ticket now before they are sold out.
The thing I realized is our number one jobs of anything before anything else is to take care of ourselves and to have our cup full, because everyone around us is getting what's overflowing from our cup. So if we're empty, we don't have anything else to give.
Yes. So
really just focusing on having your self-care practices and just loving yourself enough. It takes so much discipline. It's not easy. So when people are like, what are your five tips? I'm like, I don't have five tips. It's hard work. It takes discipline. But you just really have to tell yourself like, hey, I love you too much to let you scroll Instagram and make yourself feel bad. Or I love you too much to not let you like step into what you've been really wanting to do, even if you're scared. It's just really having that discipline. So I love talking about this because I'm like, hey, it's not easy. And I'm not saying that it is.
And I really love that. And it's like every single time I'm excited to read your captions. Aww. Because it's not just about your beautiful pictures. Like, I love your pictures. I love your style. I love your adventures. And what I love even more is how real and raw you are. Because sometimes, like you said, you go to Instagram, you scroll the feed and it looks like picture perfect. We start thinking, I should be further. I should be better. I should whatever. And you are so real. You are sharing your most beautiful moment with the love of your life. You're traveling, and you also share the passion for supporting each other, the pain that you went through. So I really acknowledge you for that. It's not all pink and roses.
Yeah.
Even it looks really beautiful, you really show up. And I wonder, were you, I know you said that somehow deep inside you had this purpose of, I want to be helping others, I want to be connecting with women. However, were you always this strong and confident in who you are?
No, I've always been a very, very passionate person and a strong person. But like I said, it's a journey. It's up and down. Like there was times that now I have a really incredible gift for self-awareness because I work at it. Mm-hmm. You know, I work really hard. I know that self-awareness is important. But back then I might have, you don't know what you don't know. Where I, like I said, like I might've felt really lonely at some times, even though I might've had a group of friends around me, but it was because I wasn't truly living confidently and doing what I wanted to do. I would ask for permission a lot. I'd be really worried about who's going to get mad at me or who didn't like what I was going to do or say. And that's such a terrible, terrible place to be in, because when you're living in that place, you don't even have your own life. Like your life isn't yours. You're living for other people, not in a positive way. So I spent a lot of time, and sometimes I could get sucked back into that. That's why I put so much emphasis on discipline and loving yourself, because if you don't do that, you could get back into your old habits of, mm-hmm. For me, it was because I also love to help people. I could go on an unhealthy side of that and wonder, are you okay? Like if I go do this, are you going to be okay? Or if you're going to get to the, I posted something the other day about when it's time to move ahead. Sometimes we don't move ahead because we want these other people to come with us, but they're not going to come with us. Mm-hmm. And that's hard when you care about people, but then it's like, whose life are you living? So I could get really sucked back into that. So that's why I have to have the discipline to stay in my purpose, stay unapologetic, put myself first, put my mission first, not in a selfish way, but it's always just a work in progress. It's never going to be just like super, super easy. You're always going to be learning. You're going to have another roadblock. It's just about the self-care and practices that we give to ourselves.
I love that, because I just post about it actually today, like an hour ago before we spoke. Like choose you. Yeah. Because as women, we are taught to be really nurturing and taking care of everybody. And then, like I said, like you're not doing service anyone if you're giving them just the rest of you instead of the best of you. So I really learned to own my morning practice, like my morning routine. Nobody can get into it. And I know that if I start my day feeling amazing, then I'm more able to help others instead of just reacting.
Yeah, because the first part of your day is literally the only part of your day that you have control over.
Mm-hmm. Right? You're absolutely right.
And you can either jump on your phone and let that first email or first social post get to you. And like you said, like you asked me about, have I always been like this? I would jump on my phone and let other people control my life and then be like, oh no, this person, oh my gosh, she's in another breakup. I have to help her. And like, I wasn't helping really anyone by doing that.
Mm.
And on another note, just for an example, the person that I would jump to help, I wasn't even helping her, because then she just depended on me to solve her problems. So I think as women, it's our responsibility to really own our self-care and self-love practices and what we really truly want to be, because that's the impact that we're going to make by giving other women permission that look to us and are like, wow, like she's so powerful. She just did that and didn't ask for help. Like she didn't ask if it was okay. Like she's moving forward. She looks so happy. She's living her dream. It's like when we do that, we're actually creating a bigger impact than just like standing by being like, you know, waiting to just nurture everyone.
Hmm.
It's like when we show up, we're really making a ripple effect for all the other women that are watching us.
I love it, because that's what I also put there. Choosing you isn't selfish. Choosing you, it's inspiring. Yeah. Because I love that you're mentioning, because done that, been there, when I was waiting for people like, come with me. It's so much better here. And then you're stopping yourself. What I've learned, it's just to keep going, doing what you believe in. And those who are ready will join you. Like, I know that you have such a beautiful and supportive tribe. Like the woman that you are surrounded now with, they believe in you. They believe in you and they're lifting you up, and you're doing the same for others.
Yeah.
And You know, sometimes I feel like it's challenge to know who just needs us to reach the hand back so they can walk with us, or when we are enabling them to not be strong enough. How do you make the difference? How do you make the distinguish when you should let people be, I don't want to say behind, but when do you let people to experience their own journey, and when they just need that little push to say, hey, come with me, here is my hand.
Right. So like you had said that we as women were nurturers, but I also think we as women, we have gut feelings that are right. So I think we know, you know, like, you know, when it's more than someone just having a bad day, or, you know, they're in a bad mood, when they're starting to have bad, like, years, like, you know, like, when enough is enough, or when someone's just really pushed, bringing you down, but you've been friends with them for 20 years, but they keep bringing you down. It's like, you instinctively know when, you know, enough is enough, or it's time, or I'm not going to do this anymore. And like, I'm going to move forward. And if you want to join me, you're more than welcome to. And that's their own decision. Cause it is, it's not, it's their decision, not yours. So I think that comes with the self-love practices that we were talking about, and really stepping in and being unapologetic about what we want to be and do. Then our instincts get even sharper, because you have the instinct, but maybe like all the noise keeps you from really listening to the voice. So it's just a part of our responsibility as women to make that impact and be there for each other, be there for ourselves, is by being our best self. Because then, you know, like you said, you already know the answer.
I love that. And it's really interesting, because I love when you're saying sharpen your instinct just by being unapologetically you. Yeah. Because nobody else can really give you all the answers. I believe in mentors, I believe in coaches, you know, that's a life changing, and deep inside you just need the guidance. You don't need nobody to be giving you the answers how to live your life.
Right.
You know.
Right. And I believe in coaches and mentors so much. I mean, I am a coach, I have mentors, I have programs, but like you said, there is a time that sometimes, hey, like, you are the only one that's going to be able to give yourself that answer.
Yeah.
And if you have all these different voices, how are you going to know which one? That's why it's so important to just love yourself so much to be making the right decisions for yourself, which will ultimately help everyone else around you.
You're absolutely right. So what is one of your self-love practices that it's like non-negotiable, that no matter what, it has to be happening so your cup is full?
So one of mine is to not jump on my phone in the morning, because that is such something I'm so sensitive about. If I see one text message or one question asked, like, that, it's, maybe some people don't have that, I don't know. But for me, it's like not jumping on the phone in my morning. And my practices change, or I'll add to it, I'll perfect it as my life is changing or certain things change. For example, something more recently, and a lot of people, sometimes they get judgment or laughs or whatever, but I don't do any emails or any like work before 11 a.m. because I'm dedicating that whole part of my day to myself, like journaling, meditating, just like going upstairs on our roof, and like, we have the ocean in front of us, and being grateful for that, because I had that on my vision board. That's something that we've always wanted. And then I do some creative work, like I was talking to you about before, but I don't get on electronics or schedule any calls or podcasts or anything before 11 a.m.
I wouldn't laugh about it, because that's something that it's really non-negotiable for me. Yeah. My phone, it's on airplane mode from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. Yeah. And then depending on my day, you know, if I have interview or anything. So you're a couple hours ahead of me with the self-care and self-practice. And I really felt the difference, because before I would wake up, jump on the call, you know, on the phone, and emails or messages, and it just like, feel good. So I really acknowledge you for owning it. Like, that's something that I would like say proudly, like, hey, you cannot get hold of me before 11. And I'm so happy about it.
I know. That's something I'm being on, because, you know, everyone's different, and people are like, wait, what? Like, I can't have a meeting with you till after 11. And I'm like, I have all this responsibility on my shoulders that I love and I ask for. And that's what I have to do. mm-hmm. in order to be able to fulfill my mission and be my best self.
What about the women that are at work? You know, because some of my clients, they're still in corporate world and they feel rushed in the morning because they have to be somewhere. They still don't live the life on their terms. What would you say to those?
So even, for example, even if you weren't in corporate and maybe for you, you know, all you need is 30 minutes. Like you don't need to have all that. And I'm a really creative, like artist type soul in a way. So I think that's something that I need, but I think it just depends. It's like perfecting it. Maybe you get up 10 minutes earlier. Maybe your time is you're listening to a podcast or you're meditating, like you're just really like listening to yourself while you're driving. Like there's ways that you can add things in. It's just really about, that's why I love sharing what my routine is, but I don't say, hey, you should do this because everyone's different. I am a firm believer in getting all the information and tailoring it to what fits best for you and your own life.
Yeah.
So if someone that's listening is like, okay, that's great. I have to be at work at 8, so I can't do that, but maybe I could wake up 5 minutes earlier and write something down, or maybe I'll have complete silence in the car, or I'll listen to a podcast. It's like creating your own life and what works best for you for what you have going on and what your goals are and what you have. So it's not like I could hand someone my morning routine and it might not work for them.
Yeah, no, I feel you. And that's what I love to do too. I share everything that I'm doing. And then you choose, pick, try, really experiment with it and see what feels good for you. Yeah. So I really love that. We're so aligned. Like, I
love
that.
Yeah, I know we are.
I'm like, how does she know what I'm doing in the morning? You're like, I'm like, I'm in Vegas. She's not here, I promise. So let's go before we wrap this up, because I could be talking with you hours and hours, and I want you to go back in your beautiful creative flow, because I love being in that flow too. Let's go back to this beautiful baby girl who is 5 years old. What is the one thing you want her to know before she leaves, before she goes and lives her life?
The most important thing and the thing that I tell my five-year-old little girl is that she's just enough, more than enough. And that's all. Honestly, everything in our life comes down to that. Anything that you're upset about, you're scared, your fears, your anxiety, it all comes down to that little feeling or that trigger of thinking that you're not good enough or you're not worthy of something, or, you know, you have something amazing happening and you're kind of like, oh, when's like the other shoe gonna drop? Like, this is too good to be true. It all comes down to maybe not thinking that you're enough, even though you might know it. There's like a little voice that you have to remind. So anytime I'm in that situation or I'm talking to my little girl, it's that you deserve this and that you are so worthy of it.
That's really beautiful. And you're absolutely right. Once you truly believe in yourself, once you really believe that you deserve the happiness, you deserve the love, you start to exude it and you will be attracting people who will respect it. Because one thing that I believe amongst many is that we teach people how to treat us by how we are treating ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So true.
Sarah, thank you so much for your time and, you know, honestly, for everything you're doing. Women and the world really needs you. So I'm so excited that I was able to share that little bit of time with you.
You're amazing. I see your like sparkly necklace, your smile. Like, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strong.minded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you. and I love sharing this life with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right, tap the album for the podcast, and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.